Welcome to Real Estate and You. I've got a good one for you, folks. I got the mayor with us. We're going to learn about what all has gone on in the past few years and kind of what he thinks is going to happen in the future. So, hey, Mayor.
How are you this morning?
You know what? I've asked you several times to be on the show. I've called you for different real estate stuff and everything. I know a lot of people I know do. I just want to say, first off, thank you for what you've done, and thank you for taking calls. You know, we're just the peon people in the city, but you listen to a lot of people I know. And I don't think a lot of people do that or have done that. And I just think that's a true San Angelo person. I just think that's awesome. I just want to say thank you personally.
Well, I'm thankful to the public. They have given this poor little white boy from the north side to wrong side of the tracks the greatest honor that I could ever have been given by letting me be the mayor and supporting me. And it's the best job I've ever had. I'm the one that's thankful. I am so thankful for the honor of being able to be the mayor of San Angelo, Texas.
What I'd like to do this show, if you don't mind, and I know it's real estate, but this is real estate. Everything that happens in San Angelo, promise, it fixed real estate big time. You've had a lot of accomplishments. And I'd like to kind of tell about the accomplishments and what it's done and how it's helped the city of San Angelo. And if you're new to San Angelo, it's kind of cool for you to hear this. And if you've been here all your life, like some of us, like the mayor says, I ain't been here all my life yet.
Not yet.
I've stole that from you because I just like it. Well, hey, you live in San Angelo? Not yet. I hope not yet. But let's start with a few things. And one thing that, of course, is always on my mind is water. And y'all made some strides, huge strides. Well, let me back up. When did you first become mayor?
I first became mayor in 2013, May of 2013. Oh, really, June, because there was a runoff. But June 2013.
Okay. And then it'll be up this May.
It will be up this May, May of 17.
I think you should run again.
Well, I'm getting too mature for it, Scott.
Yeah, mature. I love that. Let's talk with the water. Pretend I'm from Mars. Tell us what happened here in our little wet desert town of San Angelo, Texas.
You know, we started back in 1971 when our forefathers had the wisdom and the foresight to buy water rights in McCulloch County, Texas. It was not until 2008 that we exercised these rights and as a unanimous council voted to spend $120 million to build a 70-mile pipeline from McCulloch County from our well field to San Angelo to put in, there are now 15 pumps that are pumping water. We have the capacity right now to pump 9 million gallons of water per day, deliver it to San Angelo, treat it, take the radon out of it, and the plan that we are using to treat this water, we've got water that is so pure and so perfect that we are having to put chemicals back in it for taste. And we have recently, as last week, made another decision on this Ford Ranch so that we would buy this property that the water sits under so that the rights to this water would be insured for our citizens from now on. This was a huge expenditure that we made, but we...
I did not know that.
When we first bought this, we were dealing with the homeowner, with the ranch owner, and this ranch had been in his family for almost 100 years. And it was a ranch that was going to be forever. And for the first 40 years of this contract, we have dealt with this ranch and with the trust that runs this ranch and a bank out of Fort Worth, Texas, and it was a perfect situation. But about a year and a half ago, the trust went to a large, huge corporation trust in New York City.
Ugh.
And when he got to New York City, they are not as interested in Texas water and Texas land as we are. And we began to have some problems. And we foresaw that there would be many problems down the road. We didn't want to get into lawsuits. We didn't want contention. And we didn't want dealing with, they were going to sell this ranch. We never thought this ranch would sell, and now they're thinking about selling the ranch. In fact, it is advertised. We didn't want to deal with a bunch of different owners, have different lawsuits, and to peril our water in any way. So we bought the ranch, and what we're planning on doing is cutting our portion out that we have our infrastructure in and protecting, and then selling the ranch around. This is 32,000 acres. We need about a third of this. So we will have about two-thirds of this ranch that we will be able to divide once, twice, 10 times if we desire, so that we can get the best price. We will sell this ranch with restrictions on water use, and it's our plan to recoup most, if not all, of our money and in turn protect our ranch and protect our water rights. So I think it's a very important thing. Hickory has been great for us. We don't want to take advantage of it, but it, you know, 9 million gallons of water per day is, we could live on that in the winter easily.
How, and folks, I don't know if you were here or not, but it hadn't been that many years ago. We were scared. We were almost in dire straits.
That was in May of 2014 is when that was, when we were sitting at less than 10 months of water supply.
And, Mayor, I've been doing this for 30-something years. That was the first time ever I had people say, you know what, I'm scared. I want to list my house. I'm out of here. And the only one that helped us on this was the good Lord upstairs.
Oh, yes.
Because we had that 8 inches of rain or 10 inches of rain in like 2 days. Wasn't even forecasted. You know, we had Goodfellow. You know, if we get too low, we got to worry about Goodfellow. We got to worry about J&J. So what y'all did to make sure that can't happen again, it's not just the water. We lose the water. We lose everything.
We're gone.
We're gone.
We're gone. And, you know, we've talked about the wastewater renewal. This, again, this is about 7 to 9 million gallons of water a day that is guaranteed water. And we kind of put for, I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to, for political reasons, we put the stop on this back in June. But it's coming back. Wastewater reuse is inevitable. We cannot allow 7 to 9 million gallons of water per day to be wasted. And when we finally pull the trigger on this, and the science is getting better every day, the price is coming down each and every day, that will be coming back. That is part of the future of San Angelo, just as Abilene and Big Spring and Wichita Falls and other cities have already enacted. We will be going to that.
And I'll tell you this, Mayor, back when this was happening, I was actually our Region 2 Vice President for the Realtors, and Wichita Falls was in my region.
Yes.
So I had an opportunity to visit with a lot of the people there, go up there and, you know, do what you're supposed to do, shake hands and kiss baby, you know, the right thing. And I said, I want to pick your brain, because they had just installed that system. And he just started laughing. He said, Scott, no, we're fine at blah, blah, blah. You know, in fact, that water you've been drinking, that's exactly what it is.
That's right.
So, but they have had no problem with it.
No.
Now, in your mind, you're thinking, ugh. But you know what? We're in a desert. When you're in a desert, you figure out ways to overcome and adapt and fix things and make it right. That's one way we got to do it.
And water was created way, way back there when God created everything else. There is no such thing as new water. We're using the same water the dinosaurs used, so it's just recycled.
And I had a lady get kind of upset with me because she said, Scott, I don't agree with you on your water deal. And I said, well, I just did the investigation. But you know, the water that you're drinking, it comes off our streets, because our drainage system is our streets in San Angelo, Texas.
Yes.
Have y'all looked at our streets? That water runs down our street, picks up everything on the street, and then goes into the lakes. Right?
And we know